permit.
This is an indication that people in Gaza have reached a breaking point.
United Nations Director of Communications Julia Tuma, after thousands of people broke into a UN warehouse in Gaza.
Wheat flour was taken and other supplies like hygiene kits and cleaning material from our warehouses.
She says it's getting desperate.
The levels of frustration and despair are really very high, and people are hitting rock bottom when it comes to their patience, their ability to take more.
She says at least 59 UN workers have been killed since the fighting began, though she thinks in reality that number is higher. Overall, the Gaza Health Ministry says the number of dead has passed 8,000 in Gaza, including more than 3,000 children. From Kathmandu, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a humanitarian ceasefire, saying both sides have an obligation to protect human life.
The world is witnessing a humanitarian catastrophe taking place before our eyes. More than 2 million people with nowhere safe to go are being denied the essentials for life, food, water, shelter, and medical care, while being subjected to relentless bombardment.
As the Israeli-Hamas war enters a new phase, U.S. President Joe Biden is pressing both Israeli and Arab leaders to think hard about the eventual post-war reality. Biden says central to that future should be achieving the long-sought two-state solution where Israel coexists with an independent Palestinian state that has been attempted for many years. This is VOA News. South Korea held a memorial ceremony on Sunday to commemorate the